Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, just yesterday, in fact, I spoke with a very, very interesting man called Keith Wheeler. He had just been in Ireland for a few days, and he has been to many, many, if not all of the countries in the world before, doing something very peculiar or extraordinary, depending on how you see it, carrying a full-size cross on his shoulder and walking through the countrysides wherever he goes. He has touched the hearts and the lives and inspired the ire and frustration and anger in the hearts and minds of many, many people as he roams through the world. But talking to him was an extraordinary experience. The first question I asked was, Keith, how did you get started doing this?
Well, in 1985, I had been working in doing outreach in pubs and bars, and had begun to see a world that I never had seen. You know, the first time I ever went into one of these places, I was terrified, but had just really been convicted to start reaching out. And I'll never forget the first night I spoke with this guy late at night, and I really do believe that his life was changed, but I can tell you the one whose life really was changed, it was mine. Because I saw in that moment that those guys who go there, the guys under the bridge, the guys maybe around the world in different places of worship, my next door neighbor, the banker, they're not monsters to be feared. They're not creatures to avoid. They're simply kidnapped royalty. And they've been trapped by darkness. They're just waiting to be set free. And so as I continued reaching out, and I actually had a service for people too drunk to drive home. I would drive them in my car free. It was great. I had a captive audience. It was great because I knew where they lived. And I began cleaning toilets for the owners. The owners would ask me, why would you do something like this? Because it was for free. And I said, well, you know, Jesus washed people's feet. And so I began to have all kinds of favor in those places. And then one night I saw two of my friends, they were homeless guys. They got into a horrible fight. One guy broke a bottle and he stabbed the other guy.
Wow.
My friend named Homer killed Harold right there. And I began just crying out, Lord, what can I do to reach these people? And it was like fire. And just, I don't even know a way to express it, like a firebrand. It just in my soul. And I want you to make a large wooden cross and begin walking through the streets of your city on Good Friday. And
wow.
I thought, surely I'm not getting enough fresh air. This can't be God. So I went back to praying. Lord, speak. Your servant is listening. I'll do whatever you say. And again, just like fire from heaven, just in my soul, in my brain, in my heart. I want you to make a large wooden cross and begin walking through the streets of your city on Good Friday. I thought, man, that's got to be indigestion, too much pizza too late at night, you know, something like that. And again, I prayed this time, God, I've seen other people doing things like that. I don't want to be like someone else. I want to be like you. I want to be just like you, Jesus.
Hmm.
And I felt like he said, son, that's the most religious excuse you could ever give me. If I called you to preach, you would be honored that you might be being called to be a pastor or a priest or an evangelist or a youth worker. Anyone can carry a cross. Simon carried my cross. Anyone can die on a cross. Hmm. Two sinners died beside me. Thousands of others have died through the centuries of the world. You just don't want people to think that you're strange.
Hmm.
And I felt like he said, son, I want you to take my cross and identify my message of love in the highways and the roadsides of this world. Because only one could die on a cross. Only one could carry a cross for the sins of the world. And I did it because of love. You go and share that message of love. And so that was years ago, and that's the essence of it. And now it's been more than 24,000 miles on foot through, depends on how you count countries, anywhere from over 175 to just over 200 nations.
Yeah.
And wonderful, wonderful people.
I know some of your story. You've had some pretty wild experiences. Can you give us a little bit of an insight into some of the highs and the lows of what you've had happen to you and what God has been doing?
Well, the highest of the highs is really maybe the most simple of all truths, as I've sought to follow Jesus. And that's been, I get to do this journey with Jesus. And the reality and the truth of his presence has been the greatest high. Now, along the way, and probably what you're referring to more than anything is the challenges. And I've been taken before a firing squad. I've been shot at. I've had guns held to my head, to my nose, to my neck, down my mouth. I've had knives to my neck. I've been beaten and left for dead, unconscious twice. The last time I was unconscious for 3 weeks. I've been in jail more than 40 times. And my cross has been in jail, though, more than 50 times. I've been stoned with rocks 3 different times, run over or hit by cars 4 different times, chased by wild animals, elephants, hippos, rhinos. I didn't know crocodiles could jump. They can. A lion almost ate me. I've been bitten by a venomous snake, bitten by a venomous spider. I've been bitten by a baboon. A monkey bit me on the neck. A camel bit me. A donkey bit me. Heaps of dogs and everything that ends in at. Cats, bats, rats, even a wombat. And God's grace is there. I think the one thing that I try to encourage people is we try to put, so many people try to put more years into their life. And this life with Jesus is putting more life into our years. He has come that we might have eternal life, but he's also come that we might have abundant life. And that abundant life is a life lived with him. And so whether that next bullet goes off or that next lorry runs me down, it's just the next step. Now I travel and I know him face to face. I speak with him face to face, but then I shall see him face to face. And so that's why I can keep moving down the road. And then there's people waiting around the corner or waiting in that next village. And the cross is good news. At the foot of the cross is where God's very best meets our very worst. And there's hope. There's life. There's love. There's peace. There's joy. And it's been a privilege to watch him touch and change people's hearts as he gives them new life.
Well, I mean, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, Keith, but just hearing you speak reminds me of reading the letters of St. Paul when he talks about what he has been through for the sake of the gospel. But I'm really intrigued by what you said about abundant life, because from the eyes of the world, what you do could never be seen in a logical way as living life to the full. I mean, living life to the full in the eyes of the world is very different to what you do. But abundant life in Christ is something very, very different. How would you describe the difference?
You've never met anybody that's having more fun than me, is how I would describe it. My life is full. Most people simply endure in this life. They exist in this life. The way I would describe abundant life is, do you call them roller coasters here?
Yeah, roller coasters, yeah.
Okay. Remember the first time you got on that roller coaster, and it's scary, and it's exciting, and it's just a rush. Remember the first time you held your wife's hand, and your palm got all sweaty and tickly, and remember that time when you saw that majestic sunrise or sunset. But somehow we see sunsets every day and they've grown ordinary. Somehow we see our wife and we no longer hold their hand and or kiss them and giggle and flirt. And, and somehow we just get on the roller coaster ride because our kids want us to. The life that I live is every day is that roller coaster is new. My palms still get sweaty when I hold my princess's hand. And every sunset is gorgeous. The rain. Remember when you were a kid, you would jump in the puddles?
Yeah.
And somehow we've lost that innocence and that purity. Abundant life is a restoration of that innocence and that purity. It's the looking at our world with wide-eyed wonder. It's looking at people not as suspects and as potential threats to us and to our safety and security. It's looking at someone as a treasure. As made in the image of God. It's noticing the, you know, it's noticing all the sheep along the roads, and and they baw and I baw back. It's you know, when we were kids, we couldn't wait to build forts.
Yeah.
Some days I have to build a fort for my own survival. On the other hand, some days I get to stay in some of the nicest places you could ever imagine.
Hmm.
That's what I mean about this. This is a journey with Jesus. And he promises that we would have eternal life, but he promises we would have this abundant life. And I think that's why he said, unless we become like children, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. Here's the thing is, I'm not doing something for God. I think a lot of people confuse that. They think, wow, you're really doing something for God. I just get to go and sit on the front row and watch what God does. Because I've made the choice to go to these places. I've said yes, and wherever that is, it might be sleeping under a bridge that night, but do you know what? Maybe there's a guy that doesn't have a home, and he's sleeping under that bridge too. And we get to talk all night, and we wake up in the morning, and he's a new creature because he said yes to Jesus.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's me getting to say yes to a prime minister or a president or a king and sleep in their palace. I never know what the next day is going to hold, and that's when my life is abundant.
Well, I have to ask this too, Keith. What's your impression of being in Ireland? I've seen a wonderful picture of you down by some cliffs there, maybe the cliffs of Moher. I'm not sure, but
yes, I was there.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, it's crazy because everybody's dream that I meet in the States, and for that matter, many people around the world, their dream is to come to Ireland.
Hmm.
Mine as well. However, I've just never felt like it was time for me to be here. I've been to some places maybe that people have never even heard of 3 or 4 times and always wanting to come here. And I've never been to Ireland, and then I've never been to any of the UK. So two very prominent destination sites, I've not had the privilege. Everybody wants to come here because of the beauty. Mm-hmm. And that's what I see is... As I've been here, yes, there is indescribable beauty and green, just as all the brochures promise. But I think my greatest impression is not the lakes, it's not the cliffs, it's not the castles, it's been the people. Mm. I met some of the finest people on this earth welcoming me. I spent 2 days walking through Dublin. When I walked through Dublin, 3 pubs emptied out onto the streets and came around the cross. And just kind. I don't drink alcohol, but...
You were offered a few drinks, were you?
People. I was bought. they would bring them to me. I think that day I had six pints of Guinness offered to me. One time, they took my cross inside the pub. Not in a bad way, but it was difficult to walk down the streets because so many people were curious and wanted to talk and welcoming. And so that's my impression of beautiful Ireland is the beautiful people. Yes, the brochures, everything lived up to the brochures and beyond. Yeah. I think sometimes we can go someplace and miss the true treasure of a place.
No better man than you to know, because you've been traveled so widely, Keith, and we'll take your compliments to heart here on Spirit and Beyond, I'm sure.
Yes, you have a great place.
Yeah, well, it's really encouraging to hear you say it, and it's also really encouraging to hear a little bit of your story. I mean, I know you got to go catch a plane. Our interview is supposed to be 10 minutes. I'd love for it to go on for an hour. I just want to ask you, have you got a message that you'd like to communicate to people about what you think God would like to say to them from where you can see it, maybe the people of Ireland and people in general, a message for us?
I would just continue with the message that we've really seemed to be a theme as we've chatted today is, We get so busy with life that sometimes we miss the most important things. We get busy with even important things, family, friends, work, our problems. Those all pull on us and press on us. But as I've traveled around the world, people see the cross and I ask them the question, when you see it, what do you think about? And they all immediately say, Jesus. And I say, that's wonderful. I wasn't trying to trap you, but I do want you to think about something. So often we see crosses around people's necks, and we don't think about Jesus. We think it's a lovely piece of jewelry. It's a lovely decoration. We see crosses tattooed on athletes' arms, and we don't think about Jesus. We think about a fashion statement. We see the football player get ready to kick the goal, and he makes the cross, and we don't think about Jesus. We think he wants to win. We drive by cemeteries, and we see crosses, and we think about the people who have gone before us. And sadly, sometimes we pass by buildings with churches on the roof, and we have crosses on the roof, and we don't think about Jesus. We think it's a church. Hmm. All the other things sometimes we think about. But the cross is a message that because Jesus suffered, because he died, we can be forgiven. And because he's alive, we can have a relationship with him. It's slowing down. It's taking a long look, not just at the cross, but the one who died on the cross, the one who came into this world because, as a father, he didn't want his children to be alone. He wanted his children to be able to live with him. And he did whatever he could to give us a gift we don't deserve. And he paid a price that we couldn't pay. And he's saying, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
That was the interview I conducted with Keith Wheeler yesterday on Spirit Radio. He couldn't join us live on the air, but what a fascinating man. If you want to find out more about his ministries, Carrying the Cross Around the World, it's kw.org.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.